No. Remember, Tosos ends with one point. Tosos blows up his entire approach because he says, "Why go through? Why does the Gemara itself learn out from Ha'olah and Tadir? One of a much easier thing in the Torah, right? The Torah says, bring the Olah in the morning, bring the Musaf later or in the Yom, which we know is later on in the day, right? So that's a great way to learn, right?" So it's like, no, you need Ha'olah, because if you didn't have Ha'olah, then you wouldn't know that the burning of the limbs and organs of the Korban Tamid in the morning, right, need to be done before that of the Musaf. Don't worry, Shul, we'll catch up in a second. This part you're not going to follow, but the next part you can follow. Okay? So, what do we do with it? And then Tosos has to bring in Tadir also, and then he basically leaves it open as a Kasha, right, which is a little frustrating, but whatever. So what do we, how would we derive something here? Meaning, yeah. Yeah. If it says, but the reason why Tosas brings this in, this is a little bit different than we were learning before, right? Insofar as what comes first, because what this is saying is that what's the natural way, at least in Hamina, what's the natural way to read Baboker and Yom? What you would say is that's the zman of the korban, right? So when is the korban talmid brought in this zman, right? So it makes sense at 7 a.m. I bring the korban, and let's say it has to be done by 12 because it's no longer the zman of the korban, right? It's tied to the zman.
It's like the Yom demands it type thing.
I don't have to go that far. It just means that's the zman. That's the time, right? When is morning seder from 9 to 12:30, and that's when it's over, right? There's no more morning seder in the afternoon. Okay, that's the havamina. That's the intuitive way of reading the Torah. It makes perfect sense.
Right, and with that reading, you don't need it
again. If that's how you learn Boker and Yom, if you learn Boker and Yom, it's just telling you that not that this is the zman of the korban, rather the korban needs to be, let's say, we'll call it again. I'm going to skip ahead. Started, so to speak. In the morning time. Meaning, it's not that it's tied to the Zman itself. It just means that when you do the Korban time in the morning...
8 a.m.
First thing?
In other words, what's the Maskana saying and how you read Boker and Yom?
Definitions of the Korban?
The Tamid must be of the Boker.
Of the Boker. Right? Of the morning. So let me ask you a question. If I start the Korban in the morning, if I do Shrita at 6 a.m., right? So what can I now say about this Korban? It's a morning Korban, right? So that's why Ha'olah has to come teach you... That no. It's got to be completed.
But okay. We still have the problem of...
Great one. That's the whole question. Let's say like you're eating your Shalosh Shabbos on Shabbos, and it turns out Rosh Chodesh is the next day. Right? That's good. I mean, if you want to get the extreme, that's the whole question. Like, do you say Yalav Yalav or not? Right? So I started my meal when it's Shabbos, and it's still ongoing into that Zman. That's good. That's good, Raya. I like that. Shkayach. Okay. Whatever you know about the Korban Talmud of the morning, okay, put it over here, okay? Just keep it. Keep it to the side. We're going to come back to it. Okay? Now, we're going to take up the other Korban Tamid. The Korban Tamid shall be in Arbayim. Okay? Now, listen, this is I find this to be a very difficult Gemara. All right, who's reading?
Which one are we doing? You just
mentioned Okay, guys, you said Tan Rabbanan. Start right over again. Tan Rabbanan, Minayin.
Tan Rabbanan, Nayin, Shelo, Yeh, Devar, Kodem, Latamit, Shachar.
Translate. Oh, great reader. Where do you know? Excellent. Tamil Nomar. Ha'ola.
On it.
Yeah, on it. It's okay. Now, my Talmudah.
Was it come to teach?
How do you learn that from Ha'ola? That's true. Right? So, Amarava.
Ha'ola, Ola, Rishon.
That's what it's referring to, the first Ola. Okay, great. We know this already, right, Joey?
Yeah.
Say yes. Okay, good. But.
Say yes before you do it.
Exactly. Uminayin Shane Davakarav Achar Talmud Shalbein Arbayim. Now, automatically, the Gemara expects you to know this, right? Remember, we haven't created a relationship between the two yet. We know there's the morning sacrifice, Tamid, and there's an afternoon one. Right? Keep this in mind. Okay? Okay, so the Gemara says, how do you know about the later one? Oh, I'll tell you how. Tamil Omar.
Tamil Omar, Victor Alea, Chalbe Shalom.
Translate.
Burn the fats of the Shalom.
And what's a Shalom, Joey? How do you learn out from Vehiktir Aleha Chalei Ashlamim? There's nothing in that statement on the surface that tells me I can't bring something after the later Korban Tamid, right? So he says, "My Talmudah, Amar Abaye."
Amar Abaye Aleha Ashlamim.
Okay, it says in the Torah, Aleha Ashlamim. Now, how do you read that? Velo
Havirta
Shlamim. What does that mean? What's Chaverta? Chaver. Friend.
Rabbi.
Okay, rabbi. Meaning, come on, what does this mean?
that you can't bring something after the afternoon one.
Because? Not, first of all, not something, a shlamim.
Because it's complete.
Okay, so aleah here means there's we're going to call, well, I'm not defining it, so relax. We'll call like a relationship of dependency. Meaning I do the korban tamid in the morning, that's my ola, right? And now, off of that, I bring shlamim. Okay?
Yep.
Until when? Nighttime. And therefore, what would you intuit at this point? I know I'm cheating, that I can't bring what after the tamid of the evening?
Nothing.
No, no, you know you wouldn't say that. Come on, no, you, shlamim.
No, it sounds like you're not bringing anything.
I know, but he learns it off on shlamim.
It would make more sense to say nothing. Below
achaberta, shlamim. I can't bring a korban shlamim afterwards. So Rava says that's nuts. Says, what? Rava says it's ridiculous. Mask of La Rava.
Mask of La Rava, Rava challenges this. Ema, shlamim, boot, yellow, nakriv.
Ha, olos, nakriv? There you go. You got to say it with that tone, right? Meaning like this, meaning that doesn't make any sense. You're going to tell me that, what, it's limited? We know the halacha is that you cannot bring after the korban tamid shel ben arba'im any korbanos. Okay, any korbanos. So where does he get this from to only limit it to shlamim?
Where do we get that from?
Wait.
What?
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, it says olos, right?
No, meaning, the way I understood it is a question.
Amarava, come on, Joey. And one second, let's air quote that. Hashlamim. Okay? Why am I air quoting it? Because it doesn't mean shlamim. Rather, alea hashlam. What does hashlam mean?
Complete.
Call it on a school on. Yeah. That's a. That, okay.
That makes sense.
Okay, let's get out of our system. I know. Meta issues. It says chalvei hashlamim. We know the fats aren't of completion. We know these are fats of this korban shlamim. I know. I get it. I share your frustration. Okay. By the way, now, you guys didn't know this, right? We didn't know this before. But I'll bring the Mizbeach in a second, but not quite as far as what you want to say, okay? Because I think the question is, I think right now the Gemara wants us to understand, we know that there's an idea of, we know you can't bring anything before the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, right? And we've discussing how it's first in the sequence, right? And then we also know, now we also know this idea of the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, right? So what the Gemara wants to know is, in my opinion, the simple way to learn, Vekdir Aleach HaVa Shlamim, is that what that shows us is that what's the relationship of the Korban Tamid, right, in this sequence, okay? So one way to learn is to say that the Korban Tamid is the first of the sequence, okay? Meaning, I bring the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, and now once I bring that, now everything else emerges from that. All the Korbanos emerge from that. Until when?
Until the end of the sequence.
So all the Tamid, no, it's not, but the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im is what then?
It's the end of the sequence.
Okay, that's one way to learn it. So that means that would make the Korban Tamid part of the actual sequence itself, okay? That'd be the simple way to learn. But I think Rav is saying, I'll get to the kasha in a second. Let me just say everything first. Rav is saying no. Rav is saying that, he's saying what you guys were saying. I think you were saying it also. This idea of bookends. That, no, the other way to learn is that the Korban Tamid is not part of the sequence itself. Rather, they have a separate, they're not. What are their functions?
They initiate
and stop the sequence, but they're not part of the thing itself. Like imagine, go back to marathon analogy,
they
right?
From the sequence.
It's like you have like the ribbon on like the starting ribbon and the finish ribbon, right? Right? So are those like part of the race or separate?
I don't know if that's the greatest analogy.
Mm-hmm. It works for me.
They kind of are part.
They know that.
Kind of are.
No, that's the whole question. If it's a 5 mile race, that's the whole question. Is that part considered part of the race or is it separate?
Miles? I mean,
yeah.
Wait, is this an Advil?
Ah, no. What about Shlomo? What do you call? That's a good question, right? So I won't go as far as you, only because I know ahead of time.
Back.
But I'm sorry what you could say. All right, Rennie and I argued a lot about this because we know that Abai is going to be Moda in the end. So what you could say is like this: you could say this again. When is the? I'm sorry to pick on you. What? Well, when is the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im brought?
At the eighth and a half hour.
Okay, but we also know.
I thought we said Shisha.
Around no. When could the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im be brought? It could start at 6.5, right? And it can go all the way until, let's say, whatever. What? 8.5. 8.5, not whatever, right? Okay. But what do we also know that you said before? Forget that. What else do we know about Lila? Lila? Zman Avodahu. Ah, so maybe what he's saying, Lav Zman Avodahu, right? You can't bring Korbanos at night, right? There's a general halacha, no Avodah done at night. But there's also a halacha of not bringing anything after the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. But the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im is brought when? Can be brought before nighttime. So maybe, okay. So one possibility is that, how would he answer Shlomim? Everyone agrees. He can't argue with the idea of not doing Avoda at night. Everyone agrees that's true. Avoda, per se. Right? Everyone agrees that's true. So what would he say then? What's the function of the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im? What's it doing? What do you? Okay, better, better. Because I wanted to. Because I wanted to be able to answer it. You could say what you're saying, but I can't go that far yet. All right. Well, but I'm just. What? So what's the function of the Tumas Rabbeinu Arbaim then in this context?
It is
the day of Korbanos.
It's the end of the
right, but Lila hasn't hit yet.
Yeah, it's carbonic night.
So it's to like carbonic ramp the Lila.
Meaning?
You're like preparing for the Lila.
Good. Like we'll call it ramping down, right? That to me, I don't want to say the Mizbeach is taking it out of circulation because like, I know that's not true. That? But why can't you? I'll tell you why. Because you have to indicate, it's an indicator. What the Korban Tumas Rabbaim is telling you is that, right, exactly. Like, Shlomim, stop. No, I know, but we have to know. Again, I'll give you examples. It's like when that Walmart closes at 10 p.m., right. You know? But what will they start doing at, like, let's say, 8? Yeah, make an announcement about it. Get ready. That you can no longer buy Starbucks.
So that, but why would it?
Okay, now what the Gemara is about to do is about to make our lives very difficult. Why? Because the Gemara, as it often does, creates a rule and then tells us. By the way, it's not as much of a rule as you think. Okay, turns out there's a lot of exceptions. Tanur Banan.
Tami kodol na Pesach kodol my Torah kodemet lenerot.
Good, stop. So Ellie, you know about this stuff, right? So. One second. So when I have my Tumas Rabbeinu Arbaim,
right, and then what do I do?
I know. Well, I know. What do I do after? What do I do after the Tumas Rabbeinu Arbaim? I do my Pesach. If it's a Korban Pesach, and then what? And then well, okay. Well, one second. Right. So which we know we have a evening Ketores, and what else do we do at night?
Menorah.
Neros. Oh, no, right. Okay. 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 Hatava. Twice. No, let's just focus first on the Korban Pesach part. So the Gemara says, Yeuchar, this is very hard, okay? Go, Joey. Yeuchar. Ledavar. Bilvat. Stop. What does that mean? Okay, Yeuchar. Thank you. Okay. Rashi. Where's Rashi?
Time of duration.
Yeah, calm down. I'm getting there. My eyes don't work as well as you. Yeah, go ahead. Rashi, Yuchar Davar. Yuchar Davar. Top Rashi. Taima,
Derisha, Kam, Mefarish, Tami, Kodem, LePesach.
Okay, so why is it the Tumas Rabbeinu Arbaim comes before the Korban Pesach, right? Now, one second. You already should be saying to yourselves, how's that possible?
It's a Shlomin.
How's that? Forget that. No, it can't be. We know that already. We rejected that. How's that possible? How's that possible? So now he says, now this is fascinating. So the Gemara, so Rashi says, Didinhu.
Didinhu.
Uchar. Ah, so it says when it describes the Korban Pesach, which of course he knows, right? It says both Bein Harabayim and it says Ba'erev, right? Both evening-ish times. Keep in mind, it says both Ba'erev and Bein Harabayim. Just to make it easier for you guys, let's assume that means it says evening twice. Don't learn it that way, but just for now, make it easier. Twice. One second. So Rashi says, because you see it says, Tizbach es a Pesach ba'erev, right? Vishachatu oso dera ben arbaim. Keep going. Letamid.
Letamid shelo ne'amar bo ela et
hakeves
ha'shenit haseh ben arbaim.
But when it comes to the, what do you call it? The Tamid, it only says ben arbaim once. So by Pesach, it says erev and ben arbaim. But by the Tamid, it just says ben arbaim. So therefore, what do we know from this?
Pesach is later.
The Pesach must come after Tumas Rabbeinu Arbaim. What? The Rambam, though, says in Perek Aleph, in Tmini Musafin, right? First he says in Halacha Aleph, the mitzvah says to bring both kvasim, olos b'chol yom. Mentions nothing about the time. Now listen to this. He says, Tumas Rabbeinu Arbaim, okay, the evening Tumid, shochin oso mishyayar chatzel, fine, that's the time. And then he says, that's Shesh Shalos Mechsa. He says, Ad Sofiyam. V'lo ha'yu shochin oso b'chol yom, el v'shmona Shalos Mechsa. The car of a Seisha Mechsa. Very interesting idea, by the way, right? Because remember when we were talking before about Zman?
Yeah.
You see that there's a Chiyuv, Korban Tumas Rabbeinu Arbaim, right? At when? When does it start? Six and a half hours. No, six and a half. But they would wait till 8:30.
It's impossible to do all the
Korban. Ah, okay. Oh, did you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, twice. The Lama Acher Naso, Shtei Shos, Acher Tchilos Man Shkita.
That's a practical.
He says, he says, except for the Korban Pesach. He says, normally speaking, because you want to give people time to bring the Korbanos. Fascinating. So think about it. So really, it's a fascinating idea. You would think in the hyper-precision of the Mikdash, when should the Korban Tumas Rabbeinu Arbaim be brought? At this time. No, you could switch the times around, okay? It could be brought 6:30 the earliest, but we bring it at 8:30. Why? Because everyone's bringing their Korbanos. The Dharma Nadavos, right. But what about the Korban Pesach? So the Ram says, except for the Korban Pesach. Why? She'i efshar, she'yakrivu kol Yisrael pischeim b'shtei shos. So the problem is, just not enough time between... Yeah.